Thank you. Christ himself to every one of our hearts, every one of our souls, every one of our bodies. Touch tonight, we pray, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit. We reach out to you, Lord. We know that if we just touch the heaven,
Bible in a few different places of those who reached out to touch the Lord, or that the Lord touched them and ministered to them. And in the different ones that I'm thinking of, at least, I think of that woman with the issue of blood. Now, that lady, you know, okay, Jesus knows I have a need. I'm sure he knows I have a need. I mean, if he wants to meet my need, he'll meet my need. So here I am. He knows I have a need. And if he wants to meet it, fine. And if not, I guess maybe tomorrow's another day. That was not at all her attitude. She needed help. She needed Jesus. Now, I don't know, you know, we're looking back in 70 years of the Lord's blessing and his working, but I don't know about you, I need Jesus tonight. We all do. We all do. I think we all know that. And that woman, she said, I know that if I can just get through the mob of people around here and press through this crowd, if I could just touch Jesus, I know that life will flow. You know, that's what camp is to me. It's what it's about. It's just forgetting about everything else and getting through the crowd and getting through everything that goes on and just getting here and then just letting Jesus touch us, or we reach out in faith to touch Him. And that's where changes are wrought. That's where lives are changed. That's where bodies are healed. That's where people are filled with the Holy Ghost, because it's not about those things per se. It's about Jesus. He's the one that gives. He's the one that has the gifts. He's the one that's the healer. And He's the one that we need tonight. And I know, maybe you do too, if you press through the crowd and just touch the hem of His garment. And Jesus, you know, it's an interesting story. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" Everybody's touching you. Everybody's bumping into you. The throngs are all around you. What do you mean? Dude? No, somebody reached out different than anybody else that was around here. Somebody reached out in faith. Somebody had a need, and somebody reached out because they knew that if they touched me, that virtue would flow. And that's exactly what happened. And that woman went home healed. The doctors couldn't do anything for her. Was it 14 years that she had been seeing doctors and spent everything on physicians, like some people do today, unfortunately? But Jesus, are you able to touch me tonight, us tonight? And then there was that blind man. Remember him? I think his name was Bartimaeus. And there, again, blind. And the disciples, of all people, don't bother Jesus. Leave him alone. He's got enough to do. He's got bigger fish to fry than you. He'll just let him go in his own way. And that man, he knew Jesus was around. And he just, if Jesus is here, he's not going to go past me. I'm not going to let him pass me and go to Bethany, but I'm going to get him before he gets to Bethany or whoever you may be sitting next to. I need Jesus, and I'm going to make sure that I have Jesus, and He's going to meet my need. You know, it's not all about me or you or us, but it's according to our faith and our expectation and our reaching out and laying hold of the things that Jesus Christ has purchased for us and provided for us. And Jesus is here. And Jesus is always here, it seems to me. You can say that every meeting you come to camp, Jesus is here. Well, what else is? Well, He is. He is. And oh, that man, that Bartimaeus, he just started, "Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me." Shh, quiet. No. No. Jesus, if you're somewhere near here now, I don't know that we need to scream or yell or whatever, be demonstrative, but you know, there's nothing wrong with that per se. If it's in accordance with your heart and your desire and your faith, Jesus, touch me tonight. Meet us tonight. Meet this meeting tonight, Lord. Dear Lord, we're here to hear from Sister so-and-so and Brother so-and-so and this and that one, but Lord, we're willing to lay that all aside to hear from You and to let You touch us and communicate Your life to us. And so, Lord, You know as many people as are in this meeting tonight, that's how many needs are here. But Lord, our God shall supply all of our need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so, Lord, we put our feet down on the ground that You've purchased for us. We want to make it ours tonight, whatever the need or burden. In faith, look up on high and praise the name of Jesus. Deliverance is nigh, and we thank You that it is. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Maybe we could sing together that song Jack Hayford wrote. I believe it's number 43 in our books. Number 43, shall we sing together? That's in the regular hymnal, not the camp book.
before we sing further, there's just a few requests that we ought to bring to the Lord. It's wonderful to reach out for God's touch, but I think we ought to remember those who ask us to pray and bring them to the throne of grace tonight. Believe together for God to work. And our sister Aletha asked for prayer for a relative. I guess it's your sister's. Niece's sister-in-law, and it's just early term pregnancy where there's twins, but they're co-joined at the heart and I think the kidney, and so it's just a very difficult situation, and we just want to believe that God would just stretch forth his hand, and he knows all about this. And first of all, just bring peace to this woman's heart, this mother's heart. Oh God, her name is Jill. And so let's just lift up Jill in this situation to the throne of grace. Oh God, dear God, you will know all about this. Lord, you know. Oh God, and you are able, Lord, you are able. We just pray that you would stretch forth your hand, Lord. You can work a miracle in this womb, dear God. I pray that you would touch her and touch these twins, Lord Jesus. Oh Father, Father, you are able to do exceeding abundantly above what we could ask or think. And so, Lord, we just look to you. You are the author of life. And God, stretch forth your hand in this need. This night, dear God, come to this woman, Lord. Lift her up, I pray. Oh God, help her to know that you are with her, Lord Jesus, that you have not forsaken her, that you love her, my God. And that you love these twins in her womb. Dear God, we just pray. We pray in Jesus' name that you may be glorified. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you that you hear us when we cry to you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. And then I'd like us also to pray for our sister Edith Blumhofer. Many of you are acquainted with her need at this time, and she's been going for treatments.
Thank you, Jesus.
But she's expressed that she realizes it must be the Lord who touches and heals and makes whole. And so, dear Lord, let's bring our sister Edith. Oh, God, oh, God, you are able, Lord, you are able, Lord, you are able, dear God, for Edith. Stretch out your hand, Lord, stretch out your hand, stretch out your hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Vita, would you pray with us, please?
Father, we're so thankful that we can look to you tonight. We're thankful that, Lord, when you died on that cross, it wasn't only just for our sins, but it was for our sicknesses and our diseases.
Yes,
and we pray right now for our sister Eden, that, Lord, you would step right in, that the blood of Jesus would be applied to her body, even now. And God, there will be a above all that we could even ask or think or even imagine. And Lord, we pray even now that you will fill her body with yourself, with your presence, Lord. And that God, you will touch her and she will know that there's a definite change in her body. We thank you, Lord, that you hear and you answer and you love her with an
transgression.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord. Oh, Jesus, we take from you tonight, Lord, the help that we need. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We have 4 and 5 yet in 43.
Amid the current.
Many during these days that want to express their thankfulness to the Lord for Pilgrim Camp. And there are different ones that tonight have been asked if they would say something to us, whatever the Lord has put upon their hearts to share. And one of them is our Sister Gerda Bakker. And Sister Gerda, we all know from, well, maybe you know her from Taiwan or China, or from the Woodhaven Chinese Church, or from the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church. She was one of my Sunday school teachers a few years ago. And last year, I was visiting someplace out west, and I got picked up at the airport, and the person who picked me up said, "Now we're going to pick up Sister Bakker." And I thought I heard wrong. I didn't know anything about this. And we drove to the next terminal down the road, And I was looking because I was curious to see who Sister Bakker was or who this person was or if he said something that I just didn't understand. And there she was, Sister Gerda, standing there waiting to get picked up. And it was such a nice experience for me to have Sister Gerda there and her faith and her ministry. And we're thankful for Sister Gerda wherever she is. She's a blessing, and she just fits right in. And Sister Gerda, we want to hear from you this evening.